USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gathering of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus. The president reminds everyone,
each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate is standing with American workers, families, and businesses during the coronavirus outbreak.
And a growing number of Main Street small businesses face the possibility of significant disruptions as more and more communities begin to hunker down.
And the roller coaster continues on Wall Street, with the Dow losing 2,997 points to finish at 20,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Harvey Weinstein is heading back to Rikers Island after being discharged from Bellevue Hospital. Weinstein was taken to the hospital after a dangerous rise in his blood pressure after he was sentenced to 23 years in prison on March 11th. The 67-year-old Weinstein was found guilty of rape and sex assault charges. Weinstein may have additional charges filed against him in California. President Trump says he's strongly considering a pardon for a former national security advisor. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump says, in his words, he is strongly considering a full pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a Twitter post. Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about having had contact with Russian officials.
The Justice Department, led by Attorney General Bill Barr, is now reviewing the handling of the case against Flynn. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders go head-to-head in the 11th Democratic presidential debate. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden hitting the debate stage. Because of coronavirus, there's no audience, and the event moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Washington, D.C. CNN sponsoring this 11th debate of the 2020 election cycle. Biden asked, "What do you say to Americans confronting the new reality of life due to the coronavirus?" His answer?
First of all, my heart goes out to those who have already lost someone or those who are suffering from the virus, And this is bigger than any one of us. This is calls for a national rallying to everybody move together. And, you know, I laid out in detail what I would do if were I president today. You can go to joebiden.com I laid it out in significant detail. But there are three pieces of this. First of all, I have to take care of those who, in fact, are exposed or likely to be exposed to the virus. And that means we have to do testing. We have to get the testing kits up and ready.
Uber Eats is waiving delivery fees associated with orders from independently owned restaurants due to economic concerns over the coronavirus. The company says local restaurants need the business now more than ever. Additionally, the company is increasing its contactless delivery service, allowing customers to have food delivered on their doorstep. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.